there are a lot of things that need to go on in this integral enterprise. The kind of thing that Peter Mary is doing here, as I understand it, is an important piece. Bringing the masses up into Thiel is, you know, to some degree, people just have to evolve. You can create conditions that help them, but you can't exactly push that river. On the other hand, you can create common agreements that are based in a higher level of understanding, and that can help to create a, it'll tend to draw people up to that level. And so the potential for us to begin to create the kind of thing that occurred in the United States around the time of the American Revolution, where a constitution and a set of public domain rules that were rooted at Orange were instituted by 10% of the population. 90% of the population was at a traditional amber or blue level of consciousness. And the 10% that were most advanced created a new set of rules about how the public sphere would be conducted. And it caused the United States to be a place where everybody grew into Orange relatively quickly. It was the most robust and free place for that to take place because those rules were at that level. Ken is excited about the idea of our being able to begin to create rules about the public domain that help to draw people into integral levels. And it'll be Thiel before it's turquoise or indigo. So that's what's realizable. But my personal excitement and my peculiar personal mission is a little different. I think that there needs to be a wisdom stream, elders who are informed by third tier awareness, who are influential in the integral community that may be mostly Thiel. And I want to help people serve people's growth into that highest levels, and really mostly for the view of those higher levels to be influential in the larger integral community. And so that's what I focus on, trying to help serve that growth into those higher levels. But there is room for so many different contributions in this larger integral enterprise. If your heart stays pure and you really look at what needs to be done and you notice where you're called to serve and where your skills and your capacities really align, I think you find yourself folding into a great network of mutual assistance. And that's really the hope. So I don't think there's one way to do it. Each of us has a unique expression, and we'll find ways to support each other. And that's really the key.